Citizens Medical Center is, by most measures, a respected and respectable hospital. It's a nonprofit, and they've appeared on Reuters' list of top 100 American hospitals three times in the past decade. The Texas hospital is making headlines right now, but not because of their surgery. People are outraged over a hiring policy that the hospital instituted last year. In short, the policy requires potential employees to have a body mass index below 35. That means a man who's 5'10" and 245 pounds would not meet the hospital's hiring requirements. Joining us now, David Scherr, an employment attorney with the Employment Law Group. He joins us from California. And Art Kaplan, also here, professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. He joins us from Philadelphia, although soon you'll be joining us right here in New York, right, Art?
That's right.
Well, I want to set aside the legality first, because Texas does not have any laws that prohibit weight discrimination in hiring. It prohibits discrimination based on race, age, or religion, but not weight. However, David, do they need to add weight to that? Is this a case of discrimination?
Well, first of all, I just want to clarify something. Celeste, good morning, by the way. First of all, while weight in and of itself is not a protected class in the state of Texas, that doesn't mean that a creative plaintiff's employment lawyer would not find some way to sue the hospital anyway. For example, using the fact of the person's gender or their appearance or perhaps their sexual orientation or some kind of sexual harassment-based type of characteristic to go after an employer who says that they're using weight but really is using some other type of characteristic. That said, yes, you're correct that in Texas, weight in and of itself is not a protected class. And frankly, I'm not sure if that's the way to go about it or not. In places like Washington, D.C., you cannot discriminate against someone based on weight or any other surface characteristic, and it's our perspective as civil rights employers that using a surface characteristic as the sole reason to discriminate against somebody should be illegal completely. That said, in a circumstance like a hospital, using a legitimate business reason as the basis for discrimination may be okay.
And they're saying that this is part of their fitness evaluation to determine whether someone is physically fit enough to do the job. And Art Kaplan, that has been the argument in other cases in which they took weight into account, in things like flight attendants where you have to fit down the aisle. They say it's not about appearance, it's about whether or not you are physically able to do the job. Does that take it out of the category of discrimination?
It might, but I don't believe them. There are some jobs in healthcare where you have to be strong, able to lift a person up out of into a bed, let's say, if they're in a situation where you got to transfer them. But most of medicine, a lot of healthcare, and a lot of jobs around the hospital have nothing to do with weight. You don't need to buy special equipment and so forth and so on. So saying you're not going to hire anybody who's over a certain body mass index, no matter what the job, I think that's nonsense that they're somehow or another getting into some can-you-do-the-job issue.
Well, we're talking about Citizens Medical Center in Texas, and I should mention we reached out to the hospital for their response. They did not return our calls or responded to our emails. But it's not they have a stated policy, but there's an unstated policy at many places, David. I found a study from Slimming World in 2010 in which they polled 200 bosses. A quarter of these bosses said they'd turn down a candidate purely on their weight. One in 10 admitted they'd already done so. And many overweight people, it turns out, according to the study, earn less than other staff and are more likely to be bullied or overlooked for promotion. So perhaps we need to add weight into one of those protected categories.
Celeste, I want to follow up on what you said, but also first just want to follow up on something Art said. I think that what he's pointing to is completely correct. The hospital is saying that they're interested in people's health, but they're really not. It's really not a genuine statement if you look at it. And the reason, the way you really know this is how they're discriminating. Because once you're hired, if you get fat once you're there, they will not fire you. So this is a policy that doesn't make any sense. It's okay, we're going to say we're not going to hire you if you're too fat, but if you get too fat once you're here, we're not going to fire you. Well, whatever business reasons they might be asserting, such as they're saying appearance alone, which in and of itself doesn't make any sense, but suppose it's I need to fit between the beds or I need to carry people or things like that, those may be legitimate. But if they're not imposing that same rules on people once they're employed, then there's absolutely no legitimate basis for it whatsoever. And that then follows right up with what you're saying, Celeste. This is a hidden bias. This is something that people are doing, but they're not saying that they're doing. So we need to get that out on the table. Let's be open about it, and let's make illegal any kind of surface characteristic discrimination. If the hospital really wants to focus on people's health, then the better approach, rather than discriminate just because of how somebody may look, then let's institute health programs at the hospital. Have a medical, you know, plan for people. Have each person have a customized health maintenance program where they exercise, have the right diet, et cetera, so that they can be healthy. That would make sense.
I should say that I should mention here that the hospital has said they've offered those kind of programs to job applicants whose BMI, their body mass index, was too high, and they said most job applicants turn it down. But, Art, you know, we're speaking with David Scher there, you just heard, an employment attorney with the Employment Law Group, and Art Kaplan is with us, professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. And Art, let me just be a devil's advocate here. What if they said it was for health insurance reasons? Because people discriminate on against job applicants based on whether they smoke or not. Why is that okay and not discrimination based on weight? Isn't it both about health?
Well, you know, Celeste, people love this issue because it lets you start to pick at the sin and the vice that you hate and start yelling that you shouldn't hire you or you shouldn't have to pay for insurance for the next person. The problem with sin and vice is that they're so common that everybody's got one, and these policies just picking on overweight people. Is the hospital going to put somebody in the parking lot to see who's driving in there not wearing their seatbelt? Are they going to make sure that they watch to see if any of the female employees are putting on makeup as they drive, which puts everybody at risk, or somebody's texting? There's a zillion equally risky things besides weight, you know, drinking a lot and so forth and so on, skiing, I don't know. There's all kinds of crazy habits out there. So when you get into this business about let's penalize bad behavior, you could save a ton of money in health care because the only people you'll have left in the hospital are like three nuns and a Mormon elder.
But David Scher, in those cases in which someone's allowed to discriminate based on weight, because I mentioned the flight attendant, but there's other ones in which, as Art mentioned, the job requires a certain physical body type. Does that become sometimes a blurry line?
It not only becomes, it still is a blurry line. In fact, the flight attendant cases are perhaps the most dramatic example of this. And they still go on today, but it was in those cases that what really got resolved is, look, if there's a safety issue, you need to be a certain height, you need to be a certain weight for safety on an airplane. Well, that certainly makes sense. And as long as the employer is applying those rules across the board and doing so without any other kind of bias, then it's completely fine. But as we've seen, often flight attendants are subject to gender discrimination and sexual harassment that goes far beyond any type of legitimate business reason. And that's where the line gets blurred, but that's typical in our cases. Really what you have to find out is what's going on and why.
But
what's going on behind the scenes, and sometimes that's not as easy to identify.
But David, sometimes employers are allowed to discriminate based on just appearance. Wasn't Disney allowed to tell people they couldn't have facial hair because they wanted a certain look to the parks?
Of course, and perhaps that's the most dramatic example of where you can blatantly discriminate on appearance. We're talking about appearances on television. How somebody looks on television is absolutely critical to the job itself. It is an essential function of the job. Look, let's face it, if Charlie Sheen didn't look good, he wouldn't have been on 2 1/2 Men. That's completely appropriate. All right, but let's also use Charlie Sheen as the example here. If Charlie Sheen were hired to be my nurse at a hospital, I'd be very worried. I don't care how skinny he is. The guy's crazy. So, you know, are we now going to start looking into the medical history of every single person we hire in a hospital? First of all, we have HIPAA violations, and I'm sure Art will point to other kinds of privacy and ethical violations with doing that. And second of all, how do you know for sure that person is or isn't qualified? What are the criteria you're using? For example, even BMI, how is BMI a legitimate identifier, medically a legitimate identifier of whether a person is or is not competent for a particular job? It just doesn't make any sense. It's not at all rationally related to anything that's legitimate. Whereas in the Disneyland, for example, it is completely legitimate. It is completely related to an essential function of the job, and therefore it's totally legal.
David Scher, employment attorney with the Employment Law Group. Art Kaplan, professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Again, we reached out to Citizens Medical Center in Texas. They did not return our calls or our emails, and we're looking for your responses on this as well. Art and David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Two takeaways there. Charlie Sheen is crazy, we learn here on The Takeaway this morning. And number two, wanted, four people, must be three nuns and a Mormon elder. Thanks for that, Art Kaplan. Isaac wrote this to us in reaction on our Facebook page. You've got to be kidding. The BMI is not an accurate measure of health or even obesity. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger had a BMI of 35 when he was 6 foot and 255 pounds. You want to tell me he was obese? Those who have greater muscle mass or height are seriously disadvantaged by the BMI index. It's crap. Kathy posted this. I can see the pitfalls and prejudices in this, but I've always felt a little chagrined by healthcare workers that didn't look healthy. Interesting. A BMI of 34 is a lot of slack. We'd love to know what you think. 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.